Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Tharad. Today's Wednesday, 20th of December, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher on December 20, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 87 points. In the previous trading session, the Indian equity markets touched fresh highs and erased some of its intraday losses held by FMCG and PSU banking stocks. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might see an immediate resistance of 21,496 levels with support placed at 21,368 levels. Some of the top stocks that might see action in today's trade are BPCL, after the company approved proposal for setting up propylene unit at its Kochi refinery. Secondly, Glenmark Life Sciences, after Competitor Commission of India approved the acquisition of majority shareholding of Glenmark Life Sciences by Nirma. Metal and mining stocks may also see some buzz, as Coal and Mines Minister Prahlad Joshi said that nearly 100 more blocks of critical minerals will be put on auction before February next year. That apart, Accenture's muted second quarter forecast may weigh on Indian IT stocks. Some of the block deals to eye today are Embassy Office Parks REIT, as Blackstone will offload its entire stake in the company. Another one would be Nippon Life India AMC. IndusInd Bank plans to sell nearly 3% stake in Nippon Life via a block deal today. Coming to primary markets, Azad Engineering IPO will open for subscription today. The price band was fixed between 499-524 rupees. This IPO will join a deluge of other IPOs already open, like Motherson's Jewellers, Suraj Estates, Muthoot Microfin, RBZ Jewellers, Credo Brands, and Happy Forgings. Two new listings are also scheduled today. Affordable housing company India Shelter Finance Corporation will debut on Bourses on Wednesday. Analysts told Money Control that the stock may list with 30% premium over the final issue price of 493 rupees per share. The second listing to eye would be stationery and art product company Doms Industries. Analysts expect the stock to list with around 65% premium over IPO price. Now let's take a look at how the global markets have fared. All three major averages in the US are headed for a winning December in 2023. As stocks build on the recent rally and investors look forward to rate cuts from the Federal Reserve in the new year. Overnight, the Dow Jones and tech-heavy Nasdaq composite indices clawed fresh record highs to end 0.6% higher, while the S&P 500 index rose 0.6%. Markets in Asia-Pacific built on Wall Street gains and inched higher this morning. Equities in Japan rose as traders assessed the Bank of Japan's policy meet outcome. The Japanese Central Bank held interest rates steady and maintained its yield curve control policy in line with market expectation. The Central Bank showed no signs of moving from its negative interest rate policy anytime sooner. Shares in Australia and South Korea indices were also trading in green today morning. On the commodities front, oil prices rose amid disruptions in the Red Sea. Brent crude climbed to $79 per barrel, whereas WTI crude hovered around $73 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Tanvi Kanchan of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, who talks about whether mid and small cap pockets are a safe bet for investors after seeing a stupendous rally so far this year. Let's listen in.
The sustained substantial inflow into the Indian equity market, particularly from domestic investors, and the public's interest in the primary equity capital raises that we have witnessed in terms of IPO by various companies and retail investors appear to indicate that the investors have maintained an extremely positive outlook regarding the Indian equity markets. Now this year, when we look at the mid and small cap indices, they have outperformed the large cap indices by a very huge margin. Your BSE small cap on an average has delivered about 38.24% returns in the current year, while the mid cap indices have delivered about 34.21%, whereas in the same time frame, your BSE large cap index has delivered about 9.26%. Mid and small caps have benefited far, far more from the rally and recovery of India's capital expenditure. it was only natural that the rally would see a retracement, which is exactly what we witnessed in the month of September and October, where there was a substantiate amount of volatility in the markets. Now, basis long-term trends in the small and mid-cap, they are intricately linked to your overall domestic growth story, as well as a degree of risk on sentiment, which is prevailing in the market at the point of time. With corporate earnings breaking out their long hiatus after the lows of 2020, small and mid-caps have been the natural benefactor, and their stock performance have broadly been backed by resilient corporate earnings. More so, this has fueled a more risk on sentiments among retail investors who have pumped in money through various avenues such as mutual fund and given further boost to the small cap rally. As a result of Indian equity market's rapid rise since April 2023, some believe that the Indian market valuation has become excessively high, particularly for the mid and small cap stocks. However, it is crucial to comprehend that a substantial upswing observed in the mid and small cap indices in 2023 is primarily served as a mean to recoup the underperformance that we have been witnessing in these two major indices since 2018. Furthermore, substantial acceleration in earnings supported rallies in these indices. Consequently, we do not observe any broader level overvaluation of mid or small cap indices relative to their historical averages, at least at a broader index level. On the contrary, over the last 2 years, the performance of large cap indices has been lackluster, yielding a single digit return, which are way below historical averages.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.